Boston University women's basketball picks up its first road win of the year, 63-52 over Northern Colorado. We're now joined by the head coach of the Terriers, Melissa Graves. Coach, if you could just offer up your overall thoughts on how you felt your team performed.
Yeah, just really proud of them. This was, you know, not an easy game to play coming all the way across the country. The altitude change affected us a little bit as far as our wind, but I thought we really pushed through. We worked really hard together as a team, and this was a great win for us, our first road win, too.
In that second quarter, you were down in possession and then a 13-3 run over the final 5 minutes and change. What do you think clicked for your team, both offensively and then defensively as well?
You know, I thought we really got into our flow against their zone. They played a lot of zone. Their press fell into a zone. I think our point guards, you know, Ava and Soph did a really good job of understanding what defense they were in and trying to get into our offense quickly. So I thought we were a lot better at this game at doing that than we have been in the past. So that flow was great for us. And then defensively, we had to adjust a lot throughout the game. I thought our press into half-court defense really helped take some time off the clock for them, where they couldn't run their sets fully as much and they were rushed a little bit more. So I thought that was a good adjustment that we really bought into and we were able to execute.
Speaking of that defense, 6 games in, you're 5-1, and you have yet to allow 60 points in a game. What contributions are leading to that defensive success?
Yeah, I definitely think it was a team effort. We were really cognizant of being on the helpline more, knowing they were trying to get downhill with the guards. I thought we were really locked in on number 12, Delaney Byrne, who's a phenomenal player, really limiting her tonight. And I thought Kate did a great job with her length on her. I thought that bothered her. Aneta had a couple possessions on her, and so I definitely think it was a team effort, but we were good in our zone tonight too. We really used that a lot, and the point of that, you know, we talked about was not to take breaks. It was to be really active, and we took great angles. We got them to turn it over a little bit. Really need to be cognizant of where shooters are and things like that, but I thought we did a good job of switching from zone, man, press, and we were able to throw a lot of things at them.
You had 17 bench points, over a handful of Terriers even chipped in with 7 6-points or more. How have you seen the confidence and the faith from players such as Anette Adler, who had 13 points today, Kelsey Mingo, Anna Semenova? How have you seen their confidence develop as this season has rolled on?
Yeah, I think with Kelsey, you know, she's developed a lot of trust with the staff. Obviously, she's a veteran. She's a senior. She's someone who played end of game many times in close games. She knows what the expectation is, what we're trying to get out of things. She's going to play hard. She's going to make shots when we need her to. So she's someone who's really come along in her senior year and built a lot of trust there. And then Anna is very similarly, even just her sophomore year, she's developed a lot. She knows what we need. She knows when to run the offense and move the ball. She's shooting the ball well. So those pieces, I think, have been great contributions and pretty consistent off the bench. I think Ava's fallen into her scoring ability a little bit more too, and she's moved from a starting role to coming off the bench and what the team needs. But she's always a defensive spark, but now I think she's getting more confidence with getting downhill, getting to the basket, and finishing too.
Coming up to close out the road trip here, top 5 team in the country in Colorado. What are you looking forward and wanting your team to get from this opportunity?
You know, I want this to be a great experience for them, this whole trip in general. I want to be able to come out and compete with this team and not back down to them. And I want to be able to play to our potential, no matter what that outcome looks like. If we can do that, I'm going to be really happy. Again, these are all preparation games as we get to the conference play, and we're hoping to be back in the championship again. And playing in an atmosphere like this is always a positive experience for preparing something like that.